Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
If you like waking up with Jeff and Jen, turn us on at work today, too. And keep the good vibes flowing. Now back to the show on Star 94.1.
Hashtag parenting for real. We do this on the Jeff and Jen show because parenting isn't quite as perfect as everybody puts out there and posts. And, you know, it's a little messier, stickier, and a whole lot funnier when you get real about parenting.
This started when Jen, like, the group texted years ago. Group texted a bunch of us a picture of, like, one of our girls in the bathtub with, like, bubbles on her head, like, laughing, holding a, you know, some toy. Yeah. And everybody responds, like, oh, my God, you know, Lauren is so cute. You have the cutest kids. And then Jen had to come clean the next day and say, look, the reason that she was in the bathtub with bubbles on her head is because I think she had a blowout. Is that what parents call
it? Yes.
When everything that's inside comes out suddenly?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it was like at 4 a.m. you had to do this because she had a crib blowout.
Right. But the only thing you post out there is all the perfect
bubbles
pictures.
Bubbles on the head,
right,
and the toy in the hand and the big smile.
No. Let's go parenting for real. We've got this question for you. How did Christmas cause an injury in your house? 404-263-0941 is our number. We want to hear your stories. And I've got one to kick it off.
All right.
Okay, so Christmas comes, and in the afternoon, our nephew comes over, and he was so excited because Santa Claus brought him a Batmobile, like one of those ones that you, like, really drive.
Oh, nice.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Ooh, like it a was, big kid's Hot Wheels type thing?
Yes. So God bless my brother-in-law. He loaded that thing up from Santa into his car, brought it over to our house because his kid didn't want to part with it.
No, of course
morning
not.
Morning of Christmas, right? And wanting to play with it. So so our kids are all outside, like, having a great time. Christmas afternoon, sun finally came out a little bit here in Georgia. And so it was like, yeah. So my oldest, our five-year-old, was really excited to be outdoors and running around. And so she says to her uncle, she says, Uncle Ryan, watch how fast I can run. And starts running as fast as she possibly can down the hill.
Down the hill. Oh, no.
Racing the Batmobile.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
And she went rear over tea kettle and painted the face, the street with her face.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Poor. Oh, no.
Like, we're talking somersaults down the street. Okay. So she comes and back to the house. And I was not there to witness it. My husband was. So he comes back with this sheepish look on his face, like he does not want to face me on Christmas Day at all. Because I'm, like, getting the Christmas dinner ready and all that stuff at the house while they're outside playing with the kids.
He's probably going through every scenario in his head, like, oh, great, we're going to be at, you know, Children's getting a stitches in somebody's forehead on Christmas Day.
Yeah. So she comes back and she's got scrapes on her forehead. Her nose is
basically
completely scraped off.
Oh, no.
Bleeding. Both of her knees totally skinned up and bleeding. But she was being a brave girl about it. And he, like, whispers to me under his breath. He's like, don't make a big deal about it or else she's going to freak out even more. Because he had just gotten her to, like, calm down and stop crying. So that's where Christmas caused an injury in our house. Everything's fine now. We didn't go to the hospital. We're good. We're good. But that was a moment where I was like, really? On Christmas Day? Really?
And were you having the whole, like, everybody, obviously, your brother-in-law was there with his family, but, like, were your parents coming down and, like,
everybody? All the grandparents, everybody was, was there. And poor little thing had bandages on her face for the next week and a half.
That's the injury that keeps on giving because then she's got to take a bath later. And then the bath the next day. And you're like, okay, this is going to hurt real bad every time on her little face.
All right, so hashtag parenting for real. We would like to know your stories, how Christmas caused an injury in your house. 404-263-0941.
I can make your daughter, Lauren, feel a little bit better.
Oh, good.
Because I, too, was injured by a kid's toy on Christmas Eve.
I love this.
like to the point where I thought I might have to go to urgent care. I'm like I was Googling to see if they would be open. So 404-263, your stories and how toy packaging almost gave me stitches.
I think I know what you're going to say.
404-263-0941.
It's Jeff.
Thank you very much. Men get periods too. That's what I like to say.
And Jen.
Hey, just hold your boobs and listen to this.
The Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1.
$1,000 workday cash code is back on Star 94.1. Your word is paradise. Text that to 72881 for your shot at $1,000.
You are not alone, Jen.
Thank goodness. How did Christmas cause an injury in your house is our hashtag parenting for real this morning.
Jen's older daughter face planted while racing a toy Batmobile. Kelly, you've seen Jen's house. Your driveway is steep.
It wasn't even on the driveway. It was like down the street a little ways. And it wasn't even too big of an incline. But my husband said it was definitely her running downhill. Dang. So she had that extra momentum. Oh, and that's where the face just planted right with that gravel in the street.
Hey.
Woo! Poor baby.
Jen, say hello to Brittany.
Hey, Brittany.
Hello.
How did Christmas cause an injury in your house?
My daughter got a little play buggy for Christmas, and where the baby all supposed to sit, that's where she thought she had to sit. So she was in there and just fell over, buggy smacked her in the face, got a busted lip, you know, the works.
Oh, at some point she's like, I hate this buggy. And you're like, you can't hate the buggy.
She did it again.
Oh.
She did it again.
Well, you know what? You got to give her points for consistency.
All right, Brittany, you got to give it to me.
Definitely.
You got to give it to me. Hashtag parenting for real.
Hashtag parenting for real.
All right, Janet, Lindsay and Lawrenceville can totally relate.
I can totally relate. My now 16-year-old, she's a year and a half. She was sitting down for dinner, and her little foot got caught on the chair somehow, and she had a fork in her hand, and she fell face first on the kitchen floor and managed to shove that fork straight through her index finger.
Oh, no.
This evening in the emergency room, everybody was covered in blood. It was horrible. I can totally relate.
Christmas memories. All right, hashtag parenting for real, right?
Hashtag parenting for real.
Jen, I can, this wouldn't be a parenting for real. This would be just a stupid friend of the parent who thought that he could by hand open some baby doll that is hyper, I think it was a Barbie, that was so hyper sealed in vacuum packed plastic.
I know what you're talking about.
Why is it wrapped up that tight?
That really hard plastic that's all sealed together. Yeah, I think it's China's revenge.
Oh my gosh.
You even try to cut through it and then you're still prying it open with your hands.
And it's like becomes a dagger.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. His daughter got to open one gift on Christmas Eve and she unwrapped it and was that. And he used a letter opener to cut the plastic partway and was trying to pull it apart and he couldn't. While he went to find a proper pair of scissors, I said, oh, I can do it.
Oh, and the parents let you do it, right?
Oh, they just
let you try. They're like, oh, sure, let Uncle Jeff try this out.
So I'm pulling and pulling and pulling at the plastic and twisting and whatever. And I get it like partway out. And I think I can pull the doll out of the plastic. But for whatever reason, she is strapped onto that cardboard in there. Some weird freakish Barbie dungeon stuff that we don't know about with every appendage latched onto the cardboard. No idea why, including around her throat. Like, what is what?
Yeah, they attach all the dolls' heads, arms, legs with those plastic things that are nearly impossible to get loose.
So I end up giving one final yank, and at the same time I'm able to free one Barbie leg, I also slice my arm on the plastic. Right up the side, and of course have to wrap it in a paper towel. It's disgusting, and it's all because I thought that I could be a better parent than the parent.
Now you know.
Hashtag parenting for real.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.